800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Hey, 21, we've got 29 degrees right now and cloudy. Still got a little bit of fog out there and still some slick driving conditions and walking conditions in spots. Be aware of that when you're heading out the door this morning. All right, we move from history to Chankabazoo. And, of course, always history at Chankabazoo. History in the making.
Absolutely.
You know, that's kind of what Tom and Kathy and the staff, that's what you're all about down there. You're making
right.
history
every
day.
I like
day.
That. Yes, we are.
It really is.
Every day.
History and memories.
History and memories. I think the memory is the best part of that, too.
Absolutely. You know, we hear so many stories, and that's what I tell people, to keep telling your stories about Chankabazoo, because mm-hmm. we celebrated our 90th anniversary, which we're continuing overflow because we're going to celebrate it more this summer. And just celebrating those years and good stuff ahead and good stuff presently. And I want to kind of draw attention to, I know not everybody does Facebook, but if you do, mm-hmm. check it out, because we've got our Giving Hearts videos going on daily. But also, even more importantly, we have, well, that's important.
That is
but
important.
But daily,
yeah.
The keepers are posting things. So please look at whose birthday it is and what they're doing for World Eagle Day. And there's always so much. And that's just credit to the team there. And they just do such a wonderful job. So hats off to the team on that. These Giving Hearts Day videos are, it's so funny because if you put an animal in them, they're going to get 1,000 views, of
right.
course. I get the administration part. I was going to put an animal in there, and then I decided I'll put Chester. You know Chester.
I know Chester,
Chester
yeah.
the Amazon. It started out so good on the first, you know, we kind of just do these on the whim here.
Right,
but,
right.
And he's going, hello. And I'm like, hello, it's hey. Giving Hearts Day coming up in about take 10. He's like, yeah, well, screw that. I'm just going to walk away and eat my food.
Yeah, Chester's independent.
So he's yeah. way in the background. So, you know, it's kind of fun. And there's more every day. So look for those.
Mm-hmm.
And also online. We should go in order. We've got Groundhog Day on the 2nd.
We're all over
Groundhog
the road.
Day on
we're all over the
Groundhog Day on the 2nd. The following week, Frank will be at the zoo because the Tails Super Bowl pick is kind of, he just loves it.
That's Frank's thing.
It's
yeah.
Frank's thing.
Yeah.
And so that's coming up the second week in February, and that'll be, you know, posted as mm-hmm. well. And then we've got the Valentine's Day, the Monday and Tuesday before Valentine's, there is an event in the Nature Center that will have enrichment, much like we did at Christmas, but mm-hmm. it'll be celebrating Valentine's Day. There'll be some things to buy if you want to buy your loved one something for Valentine or get a membership or something. So look at those. They're posted.
They're having things for kids to do that.
Yep, they're making
too.
Enrichment
the kids can
and
do
art.
The enrichment.
Yep.
And, you know, to watch them to get all excited because they know this stuff is going out to the animals.
Right.
This is what's going to make their day really great. So it's fun to go in and see the kids making these items.
So who's your sweetheart, Tom Schmaltz? And what do you do for your sweetheart on Valentine's Day? Boy, I'm painting him into a corner.
Oh, yeah, you're painting me into a corner. I get
you
up
have
every
to say me because I'm sitting
yeah.
here.
I get up every morning and said, thank you, honey, thank you.
I want to ask you something, both of you. Where do the ideas come from? Do you get ideas from other zoos? Do you collaborate with staff? I know you're big on that, staff collaboration.
Staff collaboration
every,
huge.
It just seems yeah. like every time we talk or every time I'm down there, there's something different. There's something new. Where do these ideas come from?
It comes from the team. Sometimes it comes from other zoos at conferences and just visiting with colleagues, and they get ideas from us and mm-hmm. think, oh, wow, we didn't do that. Let's do that. And but the team really comes up with things. And sometimes some of it they get from other people, but a lot of it is original.
Right.
And I'm glad you said that, because some of the ideas we get from other zoos is we're not really doing as much for the 21 and over crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So Bruce Fingerson put together a fun event at the zoo. It's a bear tour. Mm-hmm. It's called Two Bears and a Brew.
All right.
Now, get this. Okay, we're gonna go out and tour the bear den because they're gonna be in their winter torpor.
That is such a cool habitat.
And we've done it for years with kids, and then we missed a couple years, skipped a couple years. This is for adults 21 and over. They're going to tour first, and then we can have our brew after.
Mm-hmm, right.
And we have everything from Coors Light to Hams beer.
Of course you do.
Yes, just confirmed with Dom.
Land of Sky Blue Waters.
Land of Sky Blue Waters and Cocoa and Copper.
Oh, man. I love that.
So a whole bunch of stuff coming up. I mean, absolutely.
Do you two talk? Do you two discuss things? Or when somebody comes up with an idea, do you discuss it between the two of you and go, that's good, or that needs tweaking?
Yeah, we talk about it and we discuss it and then it's whatever, you know, we decide. And
we have a team that we meet every Wednesday, and, you know, for any of the team members can give ideas. And this is how our events calendar has come together for 2024, and it's chock full.
Right.
Some things are things we're adding to. The Chalk Fest, we're doing more with that at the zoo. Where the kids can come in at 8 o'clock on that Saturday and draw art with chalk in the habitats.
Oh, how cool.
So there's just so much to say in one thing. But, yes, we get ideas from the team. Yes, do we tweak them? Yes, we do. They do, too. I mean, we all just work together to do the best event that we can do together. And it's so fun to see a team excited about stepping outside of their own department and saying, can I help with this? Or can I offer this art class? And it's like, well, I forget we've got some artists on our team that are in zookeeping and things like that. So keepers came down to the zoo. You probably saw some of this posted. Again, outside of their normal day, came down and volunteered to put together these fire hose workshop for the animals. And that's not easy.
What's that about?
That's weaving hammocks, beds, platforms, swinging things out of fire hose.
Right.
And it's heavy work.
They are heavy.
Yes. And
very heavy.
We come out and see them and we're like, okay, now we got to mount these in the primates. But this is, again, enrichment.
Right.
And now USDA, our governing authority, is added birds to their list. I'm sure they're thrilled with that. But so bird enrichment, which we already do, but that's going to have to be documented now more so.
Right.
All the mammals are documented. Enrichment, training, it's just a lot of stuff going on. It seems almost daunting, but it's really enjoyable.
I was going to say, does it ever get overwhelming for you guys just going, this is too much? You ever get to that point?
Yeah, you wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, my God.
Well, birds have kind of been your thing, too, and the raptor thing and rehabbing birds. You've done a lot of that, Tom.
I've done a lot of it, and now Bruce has taken it over, and we have a couple of the keepers that are really stepped up and taken it over. And I'm really happy about that because I want it to continue, and they're doing a great job with it.
And what is it like when you rehab a bird and then you just watch it eventually just take off?
You know what? It makes you feel really good when you can see them take off and go flying off in the distance. Mm-hmm. You know, usually they'll fly up in one of the trees, sit there, get their bearings, and then you see them take off. It really makes you feel good. Doesn't matter how much time you've put into that bird. But to be able to turn them loose, that is a cool thing.
Incredible. And don't forget Giving Hearts Day.
Yes.
Next month, February 8th.
But you can
give right now to the zoo.
It's open. So it's changed a little. Instead of just giving on that day, or only giving on that day, you can give now. And you can give then, too.
Sure.
And you can vote for us on Gate City Savings website.
You,
all right.
You can go right to Gate City, or you can go right to our Facebook and hook up with the Gate City link. And you can do it as many times as you want. It's for $50,000. And that would help our budget.
Yeah, it would.
I always say this, or you're for your other favorite nonprofit Giving Hearts Day agency that you'd like to vote for, but it's important to vote. So we hope that you vote for the zoo and vote often.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom and Kathy, see you next week.
See you next week.
All right. Morning Zoo. We do this with Tom and Kathy. Talk all things Chankaba Zoo every Thursday at 8:20. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org, sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Got a mostly cloudy sky. Still have some fog in the area. 31 degrees. Thursday, January 25th. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Former Fargo Public Schools teacher and athletic trainer has pleaded guilty to felony sexual assault after being accused of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old boy last summer. Levi Tandy initially pleaded not guilty but changed his plea at a hearing yesterday. According to court documents, the boy was suffering from hip pain last June and went to the training room at South High School, where Tandy was contracted for the summer as an athletic trainer through Sanford Health. The boy accused Tandy of touching him inappropriately and putting his hand up the boy's shorts. Tandy initially denied asking the boy to take off his shirt and told police he raised the boy's shorts to take an ultrasound of his hip. But when he learned there was a video of the incident, Tandy asked to talk to a lawyer. Tandy resigned from the district on June 29th. Tandy faces a maximum of 5 years of supervised probation and up to 5 years in prison. He'll be